I met Mundiani Wright at a mall booth. Stacks of her sci-fi fantasy books arranged beside her. The Omaha author was doing something rare, creating magical worlds where Black British characters are the heroes, time traveling through music in and around London, England. Mundiani is a UNO psychology graduate, began the Music Man trilogy in 2014, a project that started as a poem and grew into three books. The story follows a runaway teen who finds refuge in a mysterious stranger named Cornelius, the Music Man.
The Music Man is about a teen boy who runs away from home. He feels like his mother doesn't love him. And so he knocks on a stranger's door whose name is Cornelius, who's also known as the Music Man. He opens the door and he lets him in from the cold, and they find out they share a passion for music. And then they play a song that the man composed on the piano, and it transports them to an alternate magical dimension.
Despite finishing the first book by 2017, Mundiani hesitated to publish. Then came an unexpected push, the Pixar film Coco, about a boy transported to another realm through music. The parallel to her own story gave Wright the confidence she needed. She published it in 2018, and two more books followed, now available in Amazon and Audible in all formats. But Wright's motivation runs deeper than just telling a good story.
So I am a huge Harry Potter fan. I love fantasy, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. I love sci-fi. And I always felt, as a person who is African-American, I always felt like there was underrepresentation in those genres, and horror as well, and adventure, but specifically sci-fi fantasy. And so that was one of the inspirations for me creating my trilogy.
Mundiani's approach intentionally avoids centering her Black British characters' experience around trauma and historical oppression. Instead, she wanted to create something she wished she'd had growing up, a magical world set in England where kids of African descent simply exist as ordinary heroes, having extraordinary adventures through time and music. It is a choice that reflects both her love of classical music, she played piano and violin growing up, and her belief that representation means showing the full complexity of human experience, not just a struggle.
I know what the history, the slave trade and whatnot, and the all of that, just, you know, even with time travel, it's like just focused on that. And it's just like we're so much, our history is very complex. And so I wanted to create a series where we're existing and we're just playing instruments and time traveling like other, you know, ordinary people, you know, and whatnot. And so I didn't want it to be focused on racism. And I wanted it to just be a fun series that kids, teens specifically, and kids can get lost in.
Mundiani's ambitions extend beyond books. She has already written the screenplays for her first novel and dreams of breaking into filmmaking. She has acted in local theater productions, and she sees screenwriting as her next frontier.
I love films, and so I eventually want to get into filmmaking. I have acted before. I actually acted in several plays at Metro Community College. I think it was in 2016, 2017. So that was really fun. It was my first time acting on a stage. I want to screenwrite. I actually wrote the screenplay for my first novel.
You can meet Mundiani and purchase her books this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Westroads Mall, or find them on Amazon and Audible. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.